critical moment. Transition is going. However, especially tense and difficult moments would happen along the way that put in grave risk the democratic process. The period between December 1976 and Easter 1977 will be particularly complex. In December, the presence in Spain of Santiago Carrillo put the government in a delicate position which obliged it to arrest him, although his stay in prison would be short. But, without a doubt, the main problem these days is terrorism. Apart from the unfortunately usual terrorist killings, Oriol is kidnapped by Grapo. January 24 would be a terrible day. Mariluz Nájera dies in Gran Vía Street during the demonstration. Grapo kidnapped General Villaescusa. Shooters of the extreme right wing kill 5 people cold-blooded and hurt other 4 in a workers' attorney's office in Atocha Street. The tranquility of PCE and the maturity and solidarity of the citizens as an answer to this brutal murder will be turning point in the strengthening of democratic coexistence. PCE's legalization will be another tricky subject. Many voices rise against Suárez's determination to legalize the Communist Party. The president will secretly meet with Carrillo to achieve previous agreements. April 9, with the country out on Easter vacation, Adolfo Suárez, showing a brave attitude, decides to legalize Communist Party of Spain. The joy of members in streets is opposed to the harsh rejections of some sectors, especially the military. Admiral Pita da Veiga will resign as minister. However, there is no turning point in this legalization. The way to democracy is definitely stable.